Yeah, no, it's gonna be good. A good Christmas. I haven't been home in 3 years for Christmas, so I fucking all there's all and because in other way, like over the last few years, fucking concerts and all have been cancelled. There's just stuff on every fucking night when I'm at home. So we're actually going to that they're doing the full time Devils are doing a fucking live podcast one of the nights. I know the fella running that, so fucking I think that'll be a good element. Big be something different to break up the Christmas, you know?
Yeah, definitely. And over for United and Forest, that'll be good as well.
Over for United and Forest, and there's a few of us going over to that, so it's a decent crowd. So it'd be good to see the Doss fella over there as well, give him some stick.
Yeah, definitely. So talk about the World Cup. It's half time right now in the Portugal game, and you're just waiting for Ronaldo.
Has this podcast started?
Yeah. It's always started. It'll always.
Oh, jeez, the viewers will think I'm a boring cunt. I'm after coming in there slowly.
I know. You just come in and thought, oh, I'm going home for Christmas. No one cares.
No one gives a bollocks. Get the guitar.
Start talking about football for fuck's sake, because we got stuff.
Let's go. Enough of the fucking chit chat.
So it's half time right now. We are recording this. It's half time between South Korea, Portugal, and Ghana and Uruguay. Which game are you watching? You're watching the Portugal game.
Right, we have to bolt them there on the split screen. You know the way the Garda fella has all that hooked up. A couple of dodgy boxes going, and two good games going on. I didn't look. There was no life in any game up until the 25th minute.
It was sort of the same yesterday, though, wasn't it? The Japan and Spain. The Spain at halftime, Spain were just absolutely dominating, and I switched off. And then someone texted me like, oh, the Japan game's gone mad. Because I was like, there's no way Japan are going to even touch the ball in this.
They didn't touch the ball. It's been a mad World Cup. The first half, there hasn't been many goals in the first half at all.
Japan seems to have that a bit of a strategy where they're just sitting off. He did it against Germany, and then the second half they're like guns blazing down your throat everywhere. They're very hard to play against.
They're kind of everyone's kind of a second team at this stage now, isn't it? They're an honest hard working side.
Yeah, and they're little do gooders, aren't they? Cleaning up the grounds and all that.
Yeah, fucking geeks. A lot of geeks.
That's what I said. I'm like, what are you doing cleaning up the ground, for fuck's sake? Because people don't realise it. They don't think about it. But some poor guy in Qatar, that's his job to clean up the ground. And if they keep cleaning up the ground, he's not going to have a job to do. He'll get sacked.
Yeah, no, but here, somebody, if you know the way the world works now, somebody made a video on Twitter, and it's actually in reverse. And it looks like they're actually putting rubbish out of the bag.
Someone made a video yesterday. So you know Roberto Martinez stepped down as Belgian manager, and someone made a video, and it looked like he was moonwalking out of his resignation interview.
He's a fraud, anyways. He's after having the best generation of Belgian players, and he's done nothing with them.
I'm glad you said that, because I think he is the biggest fraud of a manager I think ever in football. He did a terrible job at Everton, shit at Wigan, and he got one of the best jobs in the world. Like, what the
he
fuck?
He just looks sharp and talks a good game, and that's all he needs in this world. Bluford FC.
Yeah, I wouldn't know anything about that. Yeah, so Roberto Martinez. So would you say that they're the biggest flop of the tournament, or Germany, I guess, one of the two of them, right, so far?
Yeah, but the last couple of years, people the Germans just kind of came together in the last couple of months. They started looking good, but they don't think they're good enough at the back. They were very sloppy.
But even in the lead-up to the tournament, I think you said that they were really inconsistent. They were, like, winning games 6-0, and then they'd lose, like, 1-0 to Belarus.
Yeah. The week after. Yeah. Yeah, but that young lad, Musella, he looked like he was one of the best players in the tournament so far, but he can't carry them on his own.
Yeah, he's gonzo. So, for anyone that's listening that doesn't know, Dean was over in Qatar. You were there for how long?
We went for 3 days. It was a short trip because of Christmas is coming up, but it was unbelievable experience.
Start from the beginning. So you flew in from Israel. You're living in Israel. Where did you fly into? Doha, I'm assuming.
We had to get two flights. We had to fly down to Jordan, which was only like a 25 minute flight because the Israelis aren't allowed to fly direct to Qatar.
Oh shit!
So we had to fly. We had to fly down to Jordan, but I'd gone for a couple of beers the night before, and the flight was at 5 a.m. So I don't remember much of that flight. It was in a pretty bad way, to be honest. But we got there. We eventually got there, and yeah, we flew from Jordan to Doha. All together was 4 to 5 hours all in, and then there we go. That was the start of it. Then we went down to the fan zone. We were staying in tents, like a fan village.
A lot has been made of that. Like, I want you to speak some truth, shed some light on what it's actually like. Because there's a lot of, especially in the States, and a lot of people listening will be in the UK and Ireland. So, like, a lot of the shit we're seeing is like, oh, there's sewage everywhere. It's like fire festival, that type of thing. So, what was it actually like?
Well, look, but to be honest, we got there the first week, and we were saying in about 4 or 3 weeks, this place is going to be in bits. Like, you know what I mean? It was, look, I went with the lowest expectations that can be, because I wasn't expecting much at all. I was just thinking a couple of tents. I'm used to festivals. I was expecting a tent and just somewhere to put the head down. I was delighted. I got a fucking, they gave us breakfast in bed and everything, a little box breakfast. Now, it was nothing great, but I wasn't expecting it. Top of the range stuff, but everyone was complaining, like, about they expected luxury 5-star tents. You know what I mean? What do you expect when you go to something like that?
Yeah, no, I think so, isn't it? It's easy for me to say because I wasn't there, but like, do you think that just adds to the experience as well, where people maybe just expecting a bit more? But did it add to like the novelty of being at a World Cup where you're not staying in a hotel in France or whatever, like you're actually in a tent in the middle of the desert?
Yeah, well, look, the way I look at it is, I spoke to loads of people there that were complaining about it, and we spoke to loads of lads who were saying, this is great, you know what I mean? My neighbour's Argentinian, the neighbour to the right of me is Mexican, and you know what I mean? It's just a mixture. So it depends which way you took it. If you were going there expecting to get a fucking 12-hour sleep and a fucking 5-course meal through the day and a nice hot shower, you've no chance. You're finished before you get there.
So what was it like as far as destination how far it was distance to the stadiums from where you were staying?
Was the main thing was we were able to get to the stadiums handy. It was every stadium was a half hour away. That was the good thing about being in such a small area. But even from, we got taxis all the time, but if you wanted, there was shuttle buses that would bring you out to the trams. I don't know if they call them trams. What do they call them over there?
I think you could get away with trams.
The Lewis Line, right? The Lewis Line will bring you. But the bus is there the whole time that'll drop you. Even jumping on the bus, we jumped on that one night. It was great crack having a sing-along, you know what I mean? But people still complained about that because they had to wait on the bus. But we got taxis everywhere, half an hour up to the stadium. There was no drunken louts hanging around the stadium, none of that crap that you see normally at tournaments. So that wasn't, people complained about. Go ahead.
Was that down to, do you think that was like down to policing? Like, was there a pretty heavy police presence, or was it just because there was no booze?
No, I think it was just down to, it wasn't pretty heavy. It was totally different than what I expected. Look, there was loads of bills in the fan zones, which is perfect. So you get down there, fill up with bills, and jump in the taxi, go up to the game, and then you go back to the fan zones. So you kind of miss all that madness that you would have around the stadium where people are swamping beers. Now, a lot of people are probably listening going, oh, that's brutal, but I had enough in me to keep me going for the next 3 hours. You know what I mean? I was alcohol fueled at that stage. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So it's not like because like people were saying, I can't remember who they said, it's like if you can't go for a couple of hours without a beer to watch a football match, it's like you're missing the point of going to the tournament. But I think it's just because it's not the norm, is it? When you think of going to football, you think of getting pints and like it being a big mess, right? Especially when you're coming from UK or like Irish football culture is like, it's just surrounded by beer, isn't it?
Yeah, like I filled up on for the last day, for the last match I was going to, I just filled up a plastic bottle with wine and just drank the bottle and all the way up in the taxi. So you're fucking well oiled. You know, there's loads of ways around it.
Yeah. And there's no, like, there's no bother with the local, like the police sweating anyone or anything like that.
No, I tell you what, that's what I was surprised at. They were all so nice. They were all unbelievably respectful and asking you all the time, do you enjoy Qatar? And they actually would even mention to you, like, oh, the media portray us so bad, but I hope you have a good experience. And yeah, we were wearing the Arab gear with the, I don't know what to call it, the hat and the gown. And we had them on sloppy, you know what I mean? But taxi men be pulling over and fixing them for you and all, like, so yeah, I can't. I was taken back at how nice people were over there and how clean the place was, and even the food. It was an unbelievable experience, I must say.
What kind of food did you eat?
Hamburgers and fries.
Oh, I thought we were going to get something really cool with that hamburger and fries.
Nothing spectacular. No, that was a, I can't really think. But even like, you know, the fan zone had like, say, 20 different huts. So you had all sorts, pizzas, curries, anything you wanted. Nothing great, but it was a lot better than what you'd expect. Now, on the sewerage side of things, when you did go down for a shower, there was like water leaking everywhere. But what do you expect? Just like 40 showers and about 90,000 people floating around the place. Like, you have to queue up for your shower. There's going to be spillage of water. Like, it's all part of it.
I'd say by like week, like you said, week three, it'll be proper dodgy. They'll be messy by
Oh,
then. Just as far
yeah, big
just as
time.
far.
Like even some of the sinks were like the plumbing was a bit messed up after it, but like they were fixed by the next morning. You know what I mean? It wasn't like it just stayed that way. They were getting fixed. That'll happen anywhere. That'll happen in the hotels the fans are staying in as well, because people are running around. The toilet's getting overused.
Yeah, definitely. So, and what about the stadiums themselves? Are they pretty nice? Because they're all new, aren't
Oh, yeah, unbelievable air conditioning, everything's great. I have to say, they're after putting on, even the tournament's good so far, but they put on some show, and I'm taken back at how much abuse they're getting in the media, to be honest. Even like BBC not showing the opening ceremony and all.
they? Yeah. Why do you think that is? It's just because they didn't want to, they don't want the tournament out there, or do you think it's just like they wanted it somewhere where it's like a traditional place, like Germany or the UK or Spain or something?
It's all the stuff about all the workers' rights and all that kind of stuff, and they don't like people showing their sexuality in public and all. But you didn't when you were over there, like you didn't. The place sounded horrific before you got there. You wouldn't notice anything when you were there, like.
Yeah, I mean, you've seen all the like pictures and the videos coming out there. It looks like a regular World Cup. Like it looks like what?
I'd love to have some juicy stories she doesn't tell you it was all this bad shit, but no, it wasn't at all.
I was looking for like a bit more carnage, but there's no carnage. You're
I
just
tell you what,
like a
I will
sensible
say one.
tour guide.
No, I will say one thing. If you were allowed to have as much beer as you wanted, that fan village would be destroyed after a week if there was beer involved. Like, you know, you could have your beers, but it was away, a little bit away from the tents. There was none of this. You know, if you're at a festival and people are back in the tents drinking, none of that. The place would have been run down by now.
So it
So,
is you didn't see any bother at all between like fans or anything like that?
no, I think there was a bit of trouble with Mexicans and Argentinians in the stadium. But other than that, everyone was in good form. I don't think as many people travelled as they expected.
Yeah, because a lot of the grounds look sort of like half empty-ish. Well, maybe half's probably aggressive, but like 75% full a lot for just from watching on TV.
But in fairness, the big games are coming now. The knockouts will be totally different. They even up the fan zone, all the people working there were saying they expect from round the 16 to be way busier. Like,
Yeah, for sure. No, that makes sense. So what do you make of the football so far? I know you're a big World Cup enthusiast. So Tom's the other way. Tom's been a right misery. He's like can't get into it. I'm like, what's wrong with you? Like I'm actually enjoying it. I think the tournament's been good.
when you see when England beat Senegal, he'd be out in the full kit. Shin guards and all.
I know it's like now he went from pre-tournament optimist where he's like putting bets on England winning the tournament, and now he's gone to full pessimist where he's like, no, every game we're shit, we're gonna lose. Typical England fan.
Both was tipped fucking Wales. We both tipped Wales, I think, to qualify, didn't we, at one stage?
Yeah.
And Belgium, we both picked Wales, and so shows what we know.
And I think everybody had Germany. I think, to be fair, I think you had Japan. I think you put Japan down, didn't you?
Well, I've got Japan in the lucky pick as well, so let's go.
Happy days. So we got a lot of American listeners. What do you reckon of the States so far? What do you reckon of their chances against Holland this weekend?
I think they have a very good chance against Holland. I haven't been very impressed by Holland, to be honest. I've actually watched their games because because they were playing guitar when we were over there, so it was a good atmosphere. But I'm not too sure. I think the States will beat them. The States look extremely fit, don't they? The only time they died of death in the second half against Wales, the only time they really didn't look good.
Yeah, I think I've been impressed to be honest. I think it's something that I've not seen in my time watching the US that they actually look really well drilled. They look organized. They look hard to break down, which usually in past years they've looked decent going forward where they've had a Landon Donovan, a Clint Dempsey, and right now
Yeah.
as you said, they look fit and they look very, very difficult to break down, as England found, where that was obviously a bit of a shit match all around. But I think, you know, I agree with you. I think Holland are there to be taken. I think that if you for a US to face off against a sort of traditional big European powerhouse, that would be the one that they want to play. I think they can beat Holland.
Yeah, I think, yeah, no, they're looking good. I will. I've been impressed with them so far. And they've a lot of young players, so they're definitely looking good for the World Cup coming up in the USA in 2026. That's for sure.
Yeah, for sure. So what about your boy? So you're a big Ronaldo fanboy. South Korea one each right now with Portugal, Uruguay 2-0 up against Ghana. So as it stands, South Korea need another goal to get through to put get into the round of 16. But Portugal are through anyway. But what do you make of Ronnie so far? Is he having a good tournament? You want to?
It looks like a different player, doesn't he, playing for Portugal?
Yeah, actually, it looks like he's enjoying himself.
Yeah, exactly. No, he's been an indifferent tournament. Yeah, he tried to claim that dodgy goal there, didn't he, the other day? The header.
Yeah, Zlatan was slagging him off today, saying that, if you've scored, not scored, you shouldn't be claiming goals.
I don't blame him. I'd be claiming that, no doubt.
Definitely. Why wouldn't you? You're Ronaldo at a major tournament and it missed his hair by skin. What about the Japan goal yesterday? Do you reckon that's there's a lot of
That's a joke. That's an absolute joke, isn't it? But can you imagine if that happened to the English? If that was against England, you'd never hear the end of it.
I think the Germans will feel hard done by, like, the ball's out of bounds, surely. Like, every angle I looked at it, I can't see where.
Even when I was watching, I said, that's out. Yeah. And I don't care. I don't care if the circumference of the ball. I don't care if the circumference of the. Next day, we're saying the valve kept it in. Yeah. Not the way the valve goes a little bit longer sometimes.
One centimeter of valve kept it in. Like, it's a fucking joke. Like, the ball's a mile out, for fuck's sake.
What about another joke? It's been a few good jokes, but the top, that's in the top. That's definitely probably the number one. But Messi's penalty there, how do you get a penalty for that?
Oh no! I think that's probably, but maybe that's just football at large at the moment. But that's been the only downside, I think, for me. I've enjoyed it so far, but I think the VAR and some of the decisions, there's no consistency. Like, it's just some things are getting given and some things are not. Where I'm like, it's going to happen in the knockout stages, where there's going to be a couple of massive decisions get absolutely butchered. But I mean,
I'm loving 12 minutes added on and all that's brilliant.
I knew you would like, the game's gone from 90 minutes to about 140 minutes now.
Brilliant.
Got a whole, it used to be like, all right, I just need 2 hour window to watch a match. Now it's like 3-4 hours. It's turned into American football.
Oh no, that's where it's definitely going that way. And but you know what, I love it because I always have a bet on. So like, when my bet's not in, I'm like, lovely, another 12 minutes, come on.
You think, there's a couple of minutes, they only get one more chance, and then they put a board up, it's like, 15 minutes added time. Okay. pretty much another half of football.
Like, yeah, getting another bet on.
Yeah. All right. So going into the knockouts, you've already stated who you fancy. Who do you fancy? Well, after what you've seen so far and the teams that have already qualified, we've still got, Brazil are already in, aren't they? So there's a couple of games left today. So Serbia play Switzerland, Cameroon and Brazil. But for everybody that's in so far, who do you fancy now? Would you change your bet on who do you think is going to win it after what you've seen so far?
Well, obviously, after the first game, I would have. They were brutal in the second half against Saudi Arabia. But I'm looking at Messi, and he's just spraying the ball around. He's on a different level. He's at it, isn't he? Like, he's feeling it.
I still
fancy Argentina, but I think I took the eye off. I'll be honest. Now, France lost against Tunisia, but the first two games, they were very good. I took the eye off them. I didn't really fancy them before the tournament, but I think they're probably favourites now at the moment.
Well, and they rested nearly their entire squad against Tunisia. I know they brought guys on at the end, but they play. I think they've probably got on paper the easiest tie of the second round so far. Maybe Argentina have got Australia, but Australia look decent. But France play Poland, and Poland have been disappointing.
Oh, they were embarrassing yesterday. They shouldn't have been let. They shouldn't even be allowed. Shouldn't be allowed playing the next round after yesterday. Didn't even get a shot at goal.
They've been rotten so far, but I don't see them doing anything against France. But I'd say them. But Australia have been okay, actually. They've been surprising, haven't they?
They have indeed, yeah. But they'll just back to France there. France and England go through to the tasty quarter final.
Yeah, and then you've got, I think on the other side, you've got potentially Argentina and either Holland or the USA in the quarters. Imagine the USA Argentina quarter final. Oof.
Jesus, be madness, absolute madness. That's the
NFL.
way it goes. And then, so then it'll be Argentina against France or England
In the
or
semi.
USA, sorry.
Yeah, US, you, USA,
I just
England.
wrote them off altogether.
Yeah, I
Sorry,
know.
Larry, anyone listen?
Yeah, so after you've bigged them up and said you're going to beat Holland, now you backtrack it in a shite. Argentina versus France in the semi. It's a done deal.
Well, I'm not gonna lie, I did put a sneaky few bob on Portugal as well when I realized they were on the other side of the draw from Argentina. So I'm hoping the two of them can go far.
So yeah, so yeah, I mean
Still 11-1. Portugal are still 11-1 to win it, so I thought that was a decent price for them.
yeah, and they're rolling deep as well. That squad's unbelievable. Like even before,
Yeah.
they've got an unbelievable squad.
Yeah, I'm leaving here. I'll tell you what, I think I don't think England have the best team, but I think the England have the best squad. The players they're bringing on the pitch. Like they're bringing on 100 million pound players with 20 minutes to go.
I mean, it's I don't I can't talk about it too much because it upsets me. But why, like, how isn't Foden starting every game? He's fucking
Your
amazing.
man, Foden, your next door neighbour.
I know, yeah. He literally smashed my man Foden. It's upsetting me every time someone brings England up. But it's embarrassing because you get beat off Senegal and he'll bring Foden off the bench in the 85th minute.
I think that's a tricky tie for them. Ecuador would have been a lot easier.
I agree. I think England would be better off against, I think, even a team that they always seem to struggle. And Senegal are good, mate. You look around that squad, they've got a very good squad.
And they're the type of team that England never play against in friendlies or anything like that. They're totally different.
That's what I mean. Like you put them against a USA or someone they're a bit more familiar with, and all right. But now they're heavy favorites going into this game, and it's I think there's going to be a bit of a banana skin for them. But I'm like probably the ultimate English pessimist when it comes to international football. So
Yeah, I noticed. I noticed.
I don't really care either way. I just want Foden to do well.
Yeah, no, but he should be. It's a shame he's not playing now. In fairness, where Rashford's at the tournament, I'm delighted for him.
Yeah, Rashford looked really good in the last game. Granted, Wales not very good, but you can only do it against who you're playing against, right? And
Yeah, exactly. But I can see I'm looking forward to there's a few the big games coming up. It's great the way there's not much of a break in between. Normally, in a World Cup, there's between the knockouts, there's a couple of days break. This is just straight through.
straight through. And even on the other side of the bracket, it's looking tasty as well. You've got Japan and Croatia, which has got the makings of a quality tie, and Morocco, who have. To be honest, like I didn't know anything about them, and they've looked really good. They're playing good football.
Morocco and Spain, isn't it?
Yeah, Marcus Bernat, that'd be a great tie.
So who gets the winner of who would get the winner of Croatia and Japan?
So it would be it's on the other side, so round of 16. So we're waiting to find out. So it'll be Brazil. Yeah, it'll be Brazil or whoever finishes runner up in that group. So Switzerland, Serbia, or Cameroon. Depending, so Brazil will be the first place team, so they'll play the winner of Japan and Croatia if they win their round of 16 game.
Jesus, so they actually have a nice route towards the final, Brazil. That's why they're dead favourites.
And Morocco and Spain looks like they'll take the runner up of Group H, so whoever wins, so it might be Ghana, it might be Uruguay. It's looking like it'll be right now, it's looking like it'll be Uruguay. So yeah, I mean, it's relatively favorable for Portugal and Brazil, to be honest.
Nice. Ah, good stuff, exciting stuff ahead.
Yeah, definitely, mate. All right, cool. So, any other Qatar information that you want to give anyone that might be thinking about getting a last minute flight out to cheer on Team USA?
No, yeah, I'd advise anyone to go, anyone at all. It was an unbelievable experience, and our man Jamara set us up with some nice tickets. We were in with the USA fans, even though the England USA game was boring. It was good because we were in for the sing along with all the lads, and we had a good laugh.
What was the chant that you you told me on the phone?
We're the Yanks, you're the Winks. We're the Yanks, you're the Winks for 25 minutes.
it. That is perfect. That just sums it up perfectly, doesn't it? I'm just gonna say that everywhere I go now. We're the Wanks, you're the Yanks.
Brilliant, brilliant.
Nice. All right, mate,
All
listen,
right.
go
Well, look,
catch.
I want to get the end of this Portugal game, so I'll chat to you in a bit.
All right, Pam, cheers.
Have a good one. Talk to you. Talk to you. Bye-bye.